assisted suicide is not about terminal illness. That is the camel's nose in the tent to get average people to accept it. The purpose of assisted suicide is to eliminate suffering. And they are also saying eliminating the sufferer is an acceptable way to do that. Once you decide that killing is an acceptable way or suicide is an acceptable way to eliminate suffering, how in the world do you maintain a firm line just for the terminally ill? Because there are many people who suffer for a far longer period of time than the terminally ill do with serious conditions, most particularly mental illnesses. The people who may suffer more than cancer patients, may suffer more than people with neurological diseases and so forth, are the severely mentally ill. And the logic of this is that euthanasia and assisted suicide should be acceptable for the mentally ill who are not otherwise physically ill. And of course, in societies where the population has generally accepted the premise that I mentioned, that is precisely what is happening. In the Netherlands and in Belgium, mentally ill people who are not physically ill, who want to die, are brought into hospitals. They are killed in hospitals. They are then, and this was with consent, their bodies are moved into a surgical suite and their organs are harvested. In other words, people with serious mental illnesses who are having it are being allowed to believe that their deaths have greater value than their lives. And that is a terrible, terrible cruelty.